Friday to remanage to test Elo Toshna Zion Rabbi Yosef.
Learning. I came across a Maisa this week, Pashkoch HaProtis, it's new to me. So a philosophic mocker from the Kisvei Rishub, that once a great tzaddik, I didn't say whom, anonymous tzaddik came Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas, Kiseitzei, to the Shmuel of Kamenke. And he asked him, Rav Shmuel asked him to say a Dvar Torah by the Tish. And he said a Zavort. The Parsha begins, Kiseitzei Lamechom Alevdecho, the Goyimer. So this anonymous tzaddik said, Eishas is Rosh HaTevis. Adnai Sfosai Tiftach. And Yifas is the same letters as Rosh HaTevis. Ufi Pi Yagit Yilosech. The Shmuel Kamke was so nispol from this vort, he asked him to chazer over another time. Unachamol. And he ended up chazering over this vort 26 times. I saw this vort, and I couldn't make heads or tails. What's the tiefkeit? What's the reichkeit from this nutrikun? And how does that fit in generally to the... What is it going to do with kiseitza l'mocham aleivecho? How is it connected to the avoid of chodesh elul? And I realized, posh, on a simple level, the tiefkeit, I don't know, but just on the simplest level, everyone knows Kiseitze la Mulchoma, Chazal say, and the Tzadikim said, behind the Gatayin is the Pshat, the Mulchoma is no Mechemes Hayetur HaKosuv Medaber, right? The Mokur Zoyer HaKodesh, Shubay Choy. And it says, Re'iso Bashivya Eishas Yifas Toyer, who is the Eishas Yifas Toyer? That refers to the Neshama, who is Bashivya by the Guf. And therefore, V'chashaktobo, a person has a Rachmanis on his Neshama. And as everyone kachsach in this word, the makar is a zoyer chodesh, but it's brought in, and the kutitayr from Arizal is brought in, and it's Yisrael, and the archayim HaKadosh, all this form kach in this word. In other words, every yid, wherever he is, there's a bechina for a b'sula tahira, where there's no maga nochri, there's a ganol, mayin chosu, as the sfas emes is mayrich. And therefore, v'chashaktaba a person, dur chodesh el, v'chsa alaviyah v'ima, yerach yomim, it's a zoyer that refers to the chodesh el. And the person is Ma'ira Rachmanis on the Neshama. And but the Derech Agav, the Avodas Yisrael, the Kodesh Magid, ends off. Very often people suddenly get it on a high, they're on a Seir, Chodesh El, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur, the Kelev HaChodesh Rokiy. If the Hoyim lo yichofatz tobo, v'shalach tol nafsho, lo yisus amer bar tachas asher anisu. A person says goodbye to his neshama, Taruchni is after Yom Kippur, is the neshama goes flying by. It's a very sharp word, actually. So we're dealing with the milchama. What is the milchama? It's a becholos, all avodas Hashem, the achonos of Chodesh El. Aber the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, brings in Siddur, a Zohar HaKodesh, and Parshas Pinchas, which says, Shas Lusa Shas Krova. Time of davening is a time of milchama, of war. And it says in Tikkun Yisoyer, man dekatle lechivya, someone who kills the nochash, the serpent, yahivne lebratei de malko. That refers to tzluz. You're given the princess in marriage. Obviously, the chivya, the nochash, the snake, refers to the nevesh habamis, the negativity in a person. And a person, therefore, has a geshmak and has a taiva for kedusha, for holiness, for likus. And as Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya and Perek Lamed, the time of davening is when a person crushes and subdues his Yetzer Hara, his Nefesh HaBamis, and that's the Ikur Milchoma. In fact, there's a beautiful word, the Vriyoyel Samaruf says, it says, Vayachli Shishua as Amolek Ves Amoi, the Vichor. It's a Gator on, if it's the Vichor, it was a tank, a nuclear bomb, the Mayaf Gemina. Lari says, the fi choros means with the peh of Yidden, the tefillis of Yidden, which is a cherub. In the Mor Vashomesh, in the beginning of this week's parasha, says Santa Zach, so tifa vort. In the Be'emes the Gron, Evan Shlema says the same vort. The Iker Mulchemes Hayetzer is dafk against tefill. You see the 1001 minyas, Machshav Zoris, dafk tefill. The Mor Vashomesh explains everything else. A person could do gemilas chesed, but he does it with a pniyah. You could learn Torah shaloi lishma. Aber emes a davening worthy of its name, va'eshpech es nafshi lifnei Hashem, is like the avoid is built in Hashem levad. And therefore, Chazins Chazal say that, Gemara says in Brochot, that tefillah is greater than all other mitzvahs. Asher Alkein, the Yetzahara, knows that through tefillah, you vanquish, you subdue the Nefesh Bamas, the Yetzahara. And therefore, the Iker Amelus of the Yetzahara is dafka to fight against Avodas HaTefillah. Be'emet is a sefer called Birkas Shloima. He brings a Meisen Neira, that the Samach Mem, the Chvoide V'atzmei, came to Bar Shem Tov, and he told him, either you stop teaching Yidin how to have Avodas HaTefillah, I'll get rid of, I'll forget about everyone else, and I'll sort you out. Satmarov writes in the Vriyoyal, if the Yetzirah tells you that, you're in bad shape. So Hashem HaKadosh put his hands on his head, on his hands, and it was Mahara, and he got up and he said, I was machlet bedaiti, right? That everything else, all the other dark yachsidas, I'm willing to forego. Over in this avodas HaTefillah, I'm not, and with this I would fight you, and I'm assured that ultimately we'll vanquish the Yetzirah through avodas HaTefillah. So if the Iker Kiseitze L'Melchoma Alivecho refers to davening, right? Then there's Haftocha, Unesoni Hashem Odeikecha B'yotecha V'shevisa Shevi. Why is that? What's Haftocha? Rav Dessler writes in Michta Melio, a Kabbalah from Rabbi Sol Solanter, David Truas Amusa, who says, even Bezmanenu with Nina Lushari Tfilo, Zakoysa Banan Lach Mever Tfilo, but when a Yid davens to be an Erlich Yid, he davens for Yishamayim, for Avas Hashem, for Torah, for Mitzvot Tovis, etc., etc., it's Boduku Menusa, said Rabbi Sol Solanter, that those kinds of Tfilos are Nina. This is brought in Droshes from Sofer Barichas Niflo, in numerous mekubes, the Sfas Emes has pshat, mi goy godo asher loyali kim kroivim elov, kashem elikenu b'chol kareinu elov. When he davens for the Eibishter for Ruchnius, then the Eibishter is close to every Yid, as the Kosher Glover writes in Eretz Tzvi, in this matter, like behind Milsa, every Yid is a korov, and therefore the tefillahs are zikr niskabel. As all the tzaddikim is brought from the choizis, brought from the katzker, brought from the chusharim, from all the great tzaddikim, the taich, the gemara, and brachas, hakol bidei shemayim, when a person davens, it's in the hands of heaven to accept his tefillahs or not reject his tefillahs. Chutz mi yir shemayim, when a person asks for yir shemayim, there's a brayer of shemayim. In fact, I tell a moiritik amaisa, there was a person, Rahman al-Islam, was choshuch bon, we had no children. And he went to the chusharim, and he was mafzir, like he was, you know, kvetching. He wants a bracha, he wants a tocha. The Chusharim finally told him, right, don't walk over the shvel on my house anymore until you have a child. Get lost, beat it, scram. I don't want to see you. Until you have a child, get out of here. Don't come here. Don't come over my doorstep, right, until you have a child. Without a child, get lost, beat it. Right? The chassid goes home, right? He waited a year, he waited 2 years, and he didn't have a pekida. And he says to himself, you know what? A kind hob ich nicht. Aber a rebbe euch nicht, right? On a rebbe, wamuli chayim, yeh machshi yeh, and gerry, I give you a pekida. He went to the chassid. He went to the chassid, he walked, he nichnas bakoidish pnima. The chassid sees him, oi, you farfelt, you lost a great Shas HaKosher. He says, why? He says, you should have tied it to the Eibishter, right? Chomish kein kind. Aber chomish kein Rebbe. When I have the chomish kein Rebbe, chomish kein Yerushamayim. And on Yerushamayim, lo melichayim. Kum tuis that you're asking now for, and I can't go to the Rebbe unless I have a child. Kum tuis your bakosha for Zahar Shal Kayoma, it's not that you want a child like anyone in the street. You want a child because that's the only way you'll get to the Rebbe, which is the only way you'll get to Yerushamayim. If you would have tainted that taina, which was the condition of kavono, you would have been nifkid. But now they see you can go to a rabbi without a child. Is b'shemayim? You weren't machriach shemayim. You got the drist. Al derech said there's a similar vort that a woman once came to the mitl belzer rabbi, shil belzer, and she told she's brachim. She had a lot of children, and she went to the belzer over the taina klap b'shemayim. She has no parnos. So she has no parnos. So she can't afford a malamit. She can't afford to send her kid to yeshiva. Right? She says, why do I want money? I want to go on a trip to America. She wants Gel to be able to to be gadol their children to Torah. Is whatever the Eibishter would give me, I give him back in Avodas Hashem. So why is the Eibishter not giving me parnos? So why is this a dochuk? So the Belzerul said, this is a taina that there's no pircha on, right? And it's based on the above. It's muchrach avtocha the Eibishter will surely be mali mashalis libech l'tayim. And the emet is a vort from the chayza. It's brought in the sefer Zikaron Zois. Whenever a person davens, there could be a makatr kitrugim. Aber on Yerushalayim, on Ruchnius, right? There can't be any, by definition, there can't be a kitr. And therefore he teaches, the Gemara says in Brachas of Sama Gimel, kol ha-meshatev, shem shemayim, bitfilu osoi, is koifel me parnas osoi. If even when you ask for gashmius, it becomes an extension of your ruchnius, zikhir your tefillahs are, that's what Tikkun teaches the pasuk, v'ani tefillah osi l'cho Hashem, when my tefillahs regarding the Eibush Tzvek, for ruchnius, then afilu elikim, which is midas adin, which is the source of Hester and Katnus, it never, even elikim is beroiv chazdechon, aneini b'emeser, as the Slonim Rebbe, the Siva Shalom quotes from Kadmoyin, from Slonim Rebbe, the Birchus Avram, the Beis Avram. The pasuk says, "Tzakas hadal," the tzak of a dal. We lost dolu ain't the more. Someone looks up to heaven, who's davening for ruchnius, is a vada with a 100% bitochin is takshir v'sushia. And this answers derech agav the famous kasha of the Nezer HaKodesh and Medrash Rabba, who asked the kasha. The Gemara famously says in Nida Daf Ayin. The Gemara says, "My yasa odom v'yechkam. How could a person have atzloch in Torah?" He said, "Yarbe v'yeshiva v'yamayit b'zchay." Sit hours horror in Torah and forget about So they tell about Harbe, many people follow that and they weren't Matzliach. So he said, Yevakesh Chachma Misha Chachma Shalay. David. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki Hashem Yitin Chachma Mipiv Dasus. Oy Bazoi Frekti Gemara, so Michael Mashmalon that he said, Yarbe be Yeshiva Yimat Peshoyu. If it's only in Tfilah, so just David. So he said, Hobbly Holy. You can't expect the Eibush to give you a. You have to horuv. But whether you'll be successful in your Giyas HaTorah, for that you need Travai, you need Tzlusa, you need Davin. Right? So you can't be Matzliach in Torah without Davin. Oy Bazoish tells us the Shaila, how does the Gemara say in Megillah Davov? That if a person comes along and says, Yogati Vilimatzosi Al Tamin, Al Ligner, maybe I tackle with Miageya in Torah. But Torah needs also the ingredient of Tefillah. And maybe it wasn't Esros and the Shar Shemayim were closed. And therefore, I wasn't Masdech in Torah, even though I was Miageya in Torah. The Fianel is push it. The scratch doesn't start. Because when it comes to Ruchnias, there's no such thing as the doors are closed. You always. In fact, the Chuyza says a Murid Dikatayish. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Haroitzel Hachim Yadrim, Haroitzel Hashir Yatsim. Yatsbin means to face a bit north, but the word Yatsbin means to hide. And when a person is davening for Ashirus, don't be so conspicuous. Do it a bit, whatever, have law, this makatregim shouldn't get hold of your prayers and divert. Or b'haroisa l'hachkim, you want Torah? Do it b'reish glei. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Because those feels will zuchim. I bazoi, since the few we just said before, like he says in Amulchomo, the Iker is the Shas Krova of Shas Slusa of Davening. Now I understand why Darugas Habayis and Sfarim Akleishim all bring the you have Haftocha when the Son of Hashem and the Kecha Biodecha you'll vanquish Yitzhorah Vishavisa Shivya. And Darugas Habayis brings many bring it. Shivya is the Trikun V'yiftchu V'cho Yodesh V'cho. Work it out. What's the Bitochen? Because it's the Ruchnis. Therefore, I understand the Chazak. He says, "Tell Melchama." Says Rashi, "What kind of Melchama we're talking about?" This is Derech Remes. Before I begin the Shir, actually, the Melchama is Rishus. Rishus is Gimatria 906. I got to throw in one Gimatria today. 906. 906 is the Gimatria. Says in Rechayim, "Melchama Aleivecha on the Son of Hashem Alekecha Bidecha." Exactly. 906 is also the Gimatria Shikutzis, which is Rashi Tevis, the final line of Ana B'Choya, Shavaseinu Kabel Ushmat Zakiseinu Yudea Talumis. In other words, when it comes to davening, right, Vishavisa Shivyoi, right, Yeah, the Melchemes HaRishus, you're assured that what? You have this bitochen that you'll be answered. And therefore I understand that Shivyo is brought in Magen Avraham from the Shishkir Magid is Gimatria Siach. Ain't Siach Elo Tfila Tzimor Shal Brachos. When it comes to davening, you could be assured of, and this also helps me understand Nachavort. The Meforshim, the Chidon, Nachal Gedubim brings from Rabbeinu Ephraim, the connection between the Siyam of Parsha Shoftim, which ends V'Atat Tavar Dominoki in Bikirbecho, right? Kisasa Hayosher Be'ine Hashem. What's the connection? So Ben Ephraim says, from here we learn that when a person is successful in Melchama, he has to sing Shira. The word Hayyashar, Hey, Yud, Shin, Reish, scramble, let him get to a Shira. So the Vina Rav, the Gluten side, asked the Kasha, what kind of Shira is there before you went out to war? So he says, could be, Shira is 515, don't think about your Tefillah, Vaschanon. So you have to have davening before you go. But in the Rebbeinu Ephraim, it says Shira, is the Charaya, once you know that v'yiftuchu v'cho yoydei shmecho, there's avtocha, as we wanted to discuss at great length previous times, you can already start singing Shira then, once you have a tocha from the Eibush, your tefillahs will be in this kabbal. And this fits in, just as I said before, the pasuk, he says to v'cho malivecho, Svarim HaKadoshim, all the Svarim, connected to Elul. The old Rachum Zivke Rebbe, the Chatzadik Levracha, once said, I think I mentioned this every year, that he was once by the tish of the Rabbi Aaron Belzer, and it was Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh El, and Keminik Bel after the Divrei Torah Shabbos Mevorchim El, he said Divrei Kivushim and then Divrei Bracha for El, and it was Messiahim that the Mishnah says Chsidim Harishayim Harishayim Shachas before Tzvila, when the whole Chodesh El is a bechina of Shoa Achas Koydim Atzvil. The Zohar says Rosh Hashanah is Yom Yedetzlusa, a day of prayer. So just like the Chassidim HaRishonim had to prepare themselves to be able to daven, what did they do in that hour? They davened. Pashas. They davened, as Rabbi Yonah said, they should be able to daven. So the whole avoid of lifting a tefillah of Chodesh Elul is to learn how to daven, how to be zoicha to daven, like the Svarim Taich, all the Svarim. V'eschanel Hashem bo Eisahi. What is the tefillah of a Yid? Lamer, that when it comes to the time of davening, you should be able to daven. Or in others for him tight, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the Tachuma says, Ein HaGosh Elav Tvila, they say to the Eivish, to be Adoin, Yedabina of the Chod, Dover, Be'ine Yosnecho, and as the Avoy Yisrael, the Kodesh Magad adds, Ki Chamoicha Kepare, just like there's a Likus in the world, there's a Pare, and a Shvarta Klippus, Mushal, and Shailat on all of us, right? And therefore, I need to ask the Eivish, for Fisiyat and Shmaya, I should be able to learn how to davening. And the Hanna Stipler says, in the Sefer Peleoyet, that through the davening and Chodesh Elo, you could be you can elevate all the tefillahs without kavanah from the whole year. As Reb Shila Belzer Taich, Pasuk says in Tillim, Taivas anovim shamato Hashem. The Eibush listens to the desires of the humble. What's the taiva of an onov? What's zuchtishen? An onov, right? Tochin libam, takshiv oznecho. The taiva of an onov is that the Eibush should prepare his heart. And as he says, the Tochen Libam refers to Chodesh Elul, and through that, Tazen Oznecha is Chodesh Tish. So that's the avoid of this month, the Bachsos, Aviyam, Vesimo, Yerech Yomim, which refers to Chodesh Elul, says the Zohar, that one should be able to prepare, to be able to daven in Yom Neroim. As it says in Sforim, Akdoishim is brought in Divri Shmuel, from the Rebbe Rishmelke, that the pasuk says in Mishlei, "La'odam marchelev." The job of a person is what? To prepare his heart, to get rid of all the right, and therefore, "La'odam Hashem ma'inaloshin." And through that, your zoicha, the Eibush will place his words. When that's got the pshat in form, "Adnai sfosai tifta ufi yagin tilosecho." That when the Gemara says in brachas that "Minayin shakodesh baruch hu mispal," where does the Eibush or Davin says that a melech of the gens could put by Reb Tzadik and Pitzadik and Chodesh Adar, that the Eibush or Davin's in the lips of a Jew. But to be able to daven, you need siyata d'shmaya. So you ask the Abel siyata d'shmaya to daven. But by the way, just parenthetically, I don't know if you appreciate it, you like gematrius. The words, Adnai, Sfosai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yaget, Yilosecha, says the cousin of her in Bnei Shleishim, is gematria, exact, in Makoil, is gematria, Chochma, Bino, Das, Choch, Chesed, Vura, Teferes, Netzach, Chodesh, Sveid, Malchus. All Madregis and Ruchnis, all spheres, depend on the Abish to open up your mouth and be able to daven. Right? Well, in other words, the Gemara says in Brachas, a person doesn't go into the shul to daven until he goes to the shir of Shnei Pesachim. What are the Shnei Pesachim? It says in Sforim, the Pinchas from Pesachim, it brings from Lip of Chmelnik, when you go into the entrance of a shul, so pratas, you're crossing a border. You ever cross a border, immigration. If you have any contraband, right, they have a basket there. You put it there, otherwise you send it to Siberia, right? When you cross into the shul, all the contraband, right, all the bachshav zoras, all the whatever, all your business and your cell phone and whatever, and your rubbish, right, you throw it away, and now you have to two psachim, one to exit from all the rubbish, and one to enter into ishtekus, and it's holy ho b'ho. Now, so this is the vort, just b'derech hakdomo, right? So I want to talk about today, that you see an ikar yisoid in a person has to daven to be able to be ready to daven Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's avoid the veil. Why is this such a central avoid? So to explain this, it helps you understand the whole avoid of El Bechot. Let me tell you a story, which I heard. Story when I saw the story of Chemshugimor from the Mice. I repeated this Mice everywhere I went this last week. It hit me. It's not a Murdik Amoifa story, it's a simple story. Everyone knows that in Ger, they put a great emphasis on Len Fatuks. The wee hours of the morning, when everyone else is sitting and going to sleep, they're already getting up. You know, like 4:30 in the morning, the Beis Medrash is packed. The Shabbos, the Beis Yisrael used to prava, that was the time used to call you in Fatay, and that was when everything happened. Akitzer, the story is told that there was one nominal Ger Ingerman. He wore all the Shemayna Begodim, but a businessman. He was into Geld, he was into a different world. He wasn't what you call in Ger from the Sharfa Ingelight, right? The Smedish is packed with Bachar, with Ingelight, and this guy is puffing, he's turning over. Everyone knows the Beis Yisrael used to send Shluchim roundabout, you know, to try. He sent all kinds of Shluchim, and he was not Maslich. Finally, he like fed up. He sent his Bashbach, the Gabbai Alein, everyone knows the Rebbe's Gabbai, to wake up this puffer, this Shluchim. This guy is sleeping away his life. It's 4:30 a.m., the guy knocks on the door, rings the bell, the guy comes out, Tazoi, like, half dead. He realized that Rebbe is sending him, the Beis Yisrael was sending him, he wanted to be in Beis Medrash, where a Jew belongs, right? But he was a businessman, not into these things. So he said to the Ger Rebbe's Gabbai, who does the Rebbe think I am? Zelig? You heard of Zelig Schitzberg? Now, who have you been a Yiv from that Riyah Sheba Chabur and Ger? When he passed away, right, by the Levaya, the community, whatever, for me, the sons don't go after the mitzvah, right? The Beis Yisrael said, Nishtav Alam is Gezokhava. Versteht's? That's the Hoyibin Yi, you know, Ish Abaltsur. So this businessman, Chosid, you know, says to the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael's Mashmak, who does the Rebbe think I am? Zelig? Oldem Goldel, Chosid, you know, Lariyashib. So the Gabbai, he's not getting anywhere. He goes home, goes back to the business, goes into the Beis Yisrael, shrugs his shoulders as if it's not working. The Beis Yisrael is about Ruach Kodesh. He understood that he said something. The Gabbai didn't want to say, because you start up with the Beis Yisrael, you turn you into a frog, you're 6 feet under the ground, you're fit, whatever. So he was scared. He didn't want to, even your man, like with kinder, like, you know, like, you know, only a few times. He says, he's going to be the carbon after. So he had to tell him, who does the Rebbe think I am? Zelig? The Yisrael smiled, and he said, it's a tief of words. He said, as er is nicht Zelig, zog der. As er wird nicht sein kein Zelig, weiß ich. Aber für was will er nicht sein kein Zelig? It's such a tief of words. You have to understand, it's based on Svasemis. Let me explain you. There's a vort that everyone knows, it's oft-quoted, it's said originally, not in Shas, but it's quoted from the Chidor, Ein lecha dovar ha'oyimid b'fnei arot. Nothing stands in, yeah? In English, when there's a will, there's a way. The Pnei Menachem said, the name of his father, Dimri Amos, is that true? I want to be a goalkeeper for Manchester United. I want to be wealthy like I can want till the cows come home to roost. Not everything I want happens. I mean, I have a right. The Gemara says in Bracha, Chishev lasas mitzvah v'nenos is malo v'kaski loso. Is there a tzvi on me that how could there be din of onus pot of onus rachman of patri if it's true that I'm the chadover I'm the harotzen? Is the chayin nishtazuk? Said the Imre Emes, based on a Sfas Emes, based on a Chisharim, and the Sfas Emes kochs in this 100 places I can tell you. In Bereshis it says, Rashi brings B'tchila olu machshava livri as oilam b'idus adin. Bereshis bara likim. Rosh elom is kai. Pure, unmitigated letter of the law. If the Eibush is medactic, we're all gemara. Sheet of Rosh elom is kai. Sheet of imam b'idus adin. She never b'yem aso is havaya likim. So it's plan one failed, and now the Eibush did l'shini rotsin chachmon chas v'sholom, and they went to plan B. The Eibush didn't know the chatchila. Says the Sfasemis, some moedig yisod in Yiddishkeit. In Oilam HaMaisa, in Oilam HaSiya, in this world which is inhabited by frail, fallible human beings, a person can be an onus. You can't always carry out the Poil Mamish, at least in the immediate moment, what you really want. Adafka, you can always do what you want. Aber in Oilam HaMachshovo, which means vis-a-vis the person, in what you want, your rotzin, your she'ifa, your shtuik, because what you want in life, that has to be holy and pure and mamish al pi midas hadin. And that's the secret when they were seirik b'sarei shel Rebbe Kiva, b'sarei shel Barzel, and the malachi asharis came at taina, zutayra v'zuschora, what did the Eibishter say? Shtuik kach ola b'machshavti. In oilam ha-machshava, where Rebbe Kiva shayach to the sharanun to oilam ha-machshava, there's a midah sadin, a totally different kriya midah, a different scale of how to judge things. Which, the divorce from the base Aaron of Karlin, a similar word, his gedoilim maasei Hashem, drushim v'chol chavseim. So the Karlin Rebbe brings, it's brought in Ma'irin Shal Yisrael, from the Alexander Rebbe, Yisrael Yisrael. Gedoilim, whether or not you become a godol and toiren, avoidin, whatever, that's maasei Hashem. For that you need gevaldigas yata d'shmaya. Aber drushim, to be a doyrish Hashem. What is the Baal Shem to fame? Uvikashta mishom es Hashem ulikecha. Vixten drerd, right? Umotzazaki to drushenu. The ikr is the bikush, the drishim. And that every youth could have. And there's haftocha, the Kedushas Aaron, the Sadegei Rebbe says, ki vi choshak lafalteyu. Once you have the cheshek, you get gewaldigus yach to the Shmaya. You got to umotzosa, which is shaloi lefi erach, your koiches, to be able to carry out, either here, or later. So, where do I see this? By the way, cheshek is gimatria, one more gimatria. 408, which gimatria is zois. Bezois yovei aron el ha-koidesh. How does he go into the koidesh kadosh with the davening of Shalim Kippur? Dafka through the cheshek, gimatria cheshek. You see the famous word, I've said this countless times, everyone knows it, by Basya. She sees a teva, like 3 billion miles away. Vatishlach is hamolso. The Gemara says, so it suddenly miraculously... Vosit zigenet. What's the habit meaning to stretch your hand when the thing is 2 miles down the road? Is the charaya said that Rabbeinu Pshischa Yisoyit Navedas Hashem, a person got to do what they got to do. And not to be mechashiv, you'll come to the Gemara. That's like kale goymer light. The Eibush will finish off you. You do it. You know the famous story the Gemara says by Rechina Betragin? So everyone's bringing the dovers to the Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, the Erda Araman. He went to the forest, and he saw a beautiful stone, and he sat there chiseling a hak and clapping, and he fashioned it, or whatever, he's going to bring it to Yerushalayim. He asked 5 schleppers, how do you measure? Charge 5 sloim. They don't have the 5 dinar, whatever, they don't have the money. So another group of 5 people came. These were malochim in a shemayim, right? And Akitzur Masa will bring it to you. How much do you charge? 5 sloim. Okay. So he said, only on the condition you help. So he gave a hand, and suddenly in 1 minute they're in Yerushalayim. They came for the 5 sloim, they didn't have the money, so yeah, whatever. End of the story is irrelevant. So after one of the tzaddikim asked, "What's it mean?" He suddenly got 5 shloim in his pockets. He already knows he doesn't have the money, the cash for the schleppers. Is the charei? You got to do what you got to do. How you'll get to Yerushalayim? Leave it up to the Eibushter. How you'll get the 5 pounds? Leave it up to the Eibushter. A person got to do their avodas Hashem, and the Eibushter will. The problem is, people could use this as an excuse. You know, all I need is a rotzen, so I gotta just mouth the right words, right? So I sort of vort, Rav Shor brings the Derech HaMelech, we assess it, it's a sharp vort. It sends goose pimples down my spine when I saw it. Right? Chazal say in Medrash, Kelis Rabba, we all know the Chazal, Mishi Yesh Limona, Reitzum Asai. If you have 1 pound, you want 2 pounds. If you have 100 pounds, you want 200 pounds. If you have 200 pounds, you want 400 pounds. Is that true? Do you know that people I know who are aniyim and avyonim, And they have all kinds of wonderful pipe dreams, chalumis, dimyonis, illusions about coming wealthy like Rothschild. So the guy has £1 in his pocket, and he wants to be a millionaire, a billionaire. What do you mean, Yishiyesh Leimon Reitz Mesai? According to Chazal, you only want double of what you have. Says the Rebbe Piasetz, there's an emissar rotzen and an emissar cheshek, which comes from the primius hanefesh, which you have a kinyan in this, and that you're able to carry out if only whatever. And then there's a fantasia, there's a chitzoniistic, illusionary fantasy rotzen. Why not? Millionaire. But since having millions in your pocket is not part of your experience, you don't know what it's like, you have no, it's not part of your world. Right? Therefore, you don't really be'emes have a primiastika, emistika, rotzen for something which is beyond your experience. So it's not what people say that counts. The emes, a person has to develop a rotzen. And if you don't have a rotzen, right, then there's a, the Imre Chaim, the Vigil Terba brings from Tzadikim, the Aril Shemayim brings this, there's a rotzen to have a rotzen. And I think it's the Rapshus of Tzadikim. Until you have a rotzen to have a rotzen to have a rotzen to have a rotzen. As long as the rotzen is an emes, up to 10 times, right? But if you have a rotzen with an emes, sooner or later, it will be fulfilled. There's many mekayrus in this. In other words, the bottom line is that what does the Eibishter demand of a person? In Olam HaMaisa, we're all imperfect. Very often, you see this very often by Chinuch children. When it comes to a person vis-a-vis themselves, the person says, I'm an old man, you can't teach an old horse new tricks, which is also Sheker V'chos. But you could see where, I remember the Rebbe wanted to make a Chinuch al Taras HaKodesh. No limud, the Chol, it's Mamash. There was a guy who was, he was resistant. So Rabbi Elkan, Mashpia, said to him, the Gemara, we have a principle, Ein Odom Choyte V'loyloy. You have a taiva, I can understand. Aber vis-a-vis the chinuch of your children, it's loyloy. Why should you object to having a chinuch of Taras HaKodesh for the kingdom? In other words, the ritzoin is the deep down, the she'ifa, the cheshek of a person has to be 100% pure. And let me just add parenthetically, and even if you don't immediately see that your cheshek, your desire, your rotzen comes to fruition, mach nishtois. By Reuven, it says, he comes back to the boyer, and he sees it's empty, and he thought his whole plan, his whole scheme, what a churban, he was totally biyush. 20 years later, whatever, he finds out that that was the soul of Kal Yisrael. And this happens all, and the Beis Yankiv from the Ishbitzer says, from here is a Musar Haskalon Avodas Hashem, that sometimes a person has a cheshek, and immediately he doesn't see the results from it. Oh, but you should know the Eibishter always has his cheshbonos, right? And I'll give you an example. He said, the Eibishter says in Pesach, who built the Mishkan? Who's the architect? Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. Why would we miyachis Bezalel here to a Zayd? Where does Zayd come in the picture? Bezalel ben Uri. Because we know Hur was Moser Nefesh by the. So the Medrash says Moshel Ma'adover Doima. To a king, and the army rebels against him, comes his loyal servant, and he's moist to kill him, right? He gives up his life to squash the rebellion against the king. So the king says, how could I reward him? In the future, all of his descendants, I'll make him duchsim, I'll make him... So they just, you think you squandered your life in the chesed ego, you know, because of that, you have Bezalel, who I discussed the other time, is really the same Neshama, Shlema, Melech, and Rashi, and all these Kedushim, Hashem, Oretz, that came out of Bezalel. Whenever he is Moser Nefesh, when he gives over his Rotzen, there always has to be, and that's the Ikar Ayid. You have to know that the word from the Kabriner says, a person has to say, Ahavti, es Adoini, es Ishti, es Bona, Yechabliv, the Eibishter, Yechabliv, Teirak, Teisha, Yechabliv, Mitzvahs, Loy Eitzi Chofshi. I don't want to be Yitzi with Tirutzim, with Amaslois, with excuses, even if they're valid. I want to serve the Eibishter. So what does Eibishter say? The Gisha Adonai, and it becomes an Eved Hashem be'emes u'betom loy. Where do you see this in this week's parsha? There's a word, a famous word. I've said this before. This is the Chaim Friedland, Mishkei Kamponovich. A very different word. Without getting involved in all the technicalities, there is Yom Neroi, we insert. little lines, right? In the beginning of Shemini Esrei, we said the words Achrein L'chaim Elachovitz B'chaim V'chosveinu Sefer Chaim. What is the Sefer Chaim? And at the end, again, Ksoy L'chaim Tegu Rusecho B'Sefer Chaim. The inserts you have the end of Shemini Esrei are all about Chaim and Gashmius Sefer Chaim, Brocho V'Sholim Parnosa Tegu Yeshuas V'Nachomis Sefer Tegu. These are all Gashmius. Ksoy L'chaim Tegu is a Gashmius Tegu. Everyone should live and be gesund. But Parnosa V'Rachov Bon L'chaim Zayin in this world. In the beginning of Shemini Esrei, before anything, we have to be kaveya, before we can decide what's happening to you, there's three sforim open, Safran Shazadikim, Safran the opposite, and Beinanim. Where do you belong? What category? Which box do I put you in? So the Ramchal, the Vilna Gaon holds the sheet. I once said a whole pilpul about this, if you remember, a few years ago. When it says, V'chosveinu b'sefer achayim, that means I should be written in the Safran Shazadikim. So the obvious, glaring $64,000 question is, Neil, you're asking the Ebrister for compassion, for rachmim, whatever, ask what you want. If you're in Safran Shel Tzadikim, or the Faket Rachman Ulaslan, it's a mitzvah. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Listen. This is what I'm getting, connecting it to the beginning. What is tefillah? Tefillah, Chano says, is what eshpech es nafshi. Tefillah, Odom is mother, right? The tefillah expresses the deepest craving and longing of who you really are. Your mahus is expressed in your davening. That's who you are, right? And if a person expresses a desire, ani kirvas alikim litoiv, right? That gufa brings out the. And if you want to be the choisim yadko odnboy, if you want to be among sifrei tzaddikim, gesundheit, up to you. Right where do you belong? You want to be in the tzaddikim? You want to be in the other side? You want to be in the guys in the middle of the road who can't make up their mind? Sit on the fence, right where you want. Or bereid, if he has an emes sheifa, which is the tznai for all aliyah and ruchnius, for everything, he could write himself in the good book. As long as it's a real thing, not an illusion. Where do you see this? Says Ezra Chaim Friedlander. This week's parsha, a story of Ben Soi Ramir. I discussed it once a few years ago here at length. But needed al shem. Soi Friedlander Gemara says in Daf Ayin Aleph, what is this Ben Soi Ramir? What precisely? He's put to death. For what? He had to do something wrong. He's a Zoyul Vasoyf. Ain't in the Shemek, Elaine Zoyul Vasoyf. So the Ramban says, what? He's not. The mitzvah of Kibbut of Aim. Okay, it's an asay, you know. He's zoil v'soiva asher alkein is over the lois to say of kedushim to you, Ramban, could be a novel b'shus ha-toyra, and he's over the a saying of oisei savayt uvoisid b'chum. Right? She tells of the shayla without great anov, I don't even katar gan yidin. How many people could put hand on heart say ich bin mekayim the mitzvah of kedushim to you? By me is that I'm mekayim the mitzvah. I say uvoisid b'chum every day. I mean that's a bit, you know. Hello. So why is he? It's a chalai where kim rechoik mizrach mimayv, right? Rishol Salanta said, learning Musr is takakir rechoik shemayim v'orets. It's a long way. But just like the Geshem comes to shemayim v'orets, if you learn and you horve and you desire, it'll come down. But a person who became a zoyl v'soyvet to that extent, he has no she'ifa for kedoshim to you. He has no she'ifa uvoisid b'kun, and therefore his life is put an end. If you don't want, you're never going to get there. If you want, and you want with an MS, and you daven for it, because davening is the moment when your nefesh, when your deepest desires are expressed, in that chus, the angel of health, all of us should be zachreinu l'chaim, because veinu b'zev r'chaim, begash mizu b'ruchis. Yeah.